This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Hey, Mr. Chavala, call Mesachas a Rambam. Whoever causes the Rambam to do good deeds, Mesachas a Rambam. Ain't chetba al yodai. No sin is going to come through him, upon him, through the schuss of the fact that Mesachas is a Rambam. Ain't chetba al yodai. No chet is going to come through him. So the Mefarshim learn Pshat, the Rav, but the Ruh here, you mezak his Rav by teaching the Rav Torah and Musa, you give him the proper hashkafa, how they're supposed to live their life, Echa Yosha, so no chet will come, them in the Shemayim, they give Siyat Tishmaya, that they hold this guy back from being Nishal Chet, that he shouldn't be in Gehenna, says the Rav, his Talmidim began Eidah. He should be in Gan and as well as Talmidim in Gan Eden. So he much brought these people back to Tshuva. He was Makar of these people, so it shouldn't be. Therefore, they don't let him get into a situation. But the person that caused the Ram to sin, that he incites the people to do Aveira and he perverts them from the right Derech HaYosher, ain't Maspik of Yolasus Tshuva. They don't Maspik Yodoy. He won't be able to do tshuva. Unbelievable zah. He won't have the siyat ishmael to do tshuva. So, because his talmidim are going to be in Gehenna, because he convinced them, he incited them, he inspired them to do wrong. So his talmidim are going to, so it's not kudin that he should be in Gan Eden and his talmidim are going to have. See the Rambam, it's mashba that they take away his commandments b'chir chavshus and they moin him. Don't leave the nefesh to do aveira. She go to the shoil to the prince of HELL. The Talmidim Shazakhu Ayodim Haim Ganenim Shimuni Bishachas, they don't see him Bishachas. But if he's Machtis Aram, they shall you Talmidim Yorin Lashov, Unochal Olam Abbas, all the Lashon of the Abbas Reb Nosim. Okay, Moshe Zacha, Moshe was Zacha, he was Zacha himself. He did good deeds, and he got the Tachza Shlemis, that Shai for a human to come to in Chachm and Maisi, Vizikas Aram. He also caused that the Rav did good deeds. He brought them. It says the Rav that Moshe taught Torah to all of Israel. And therefore, Shanema, Shus Ram Tolibu, he is credited with all the good deeds of the Rav because he himself. So here the Mishnah is adding a murder to Gazal that not only did the person not going to come to sin, not to Aveira, says the first Israel, but also he's rewarded that he will be positive for all the good deeds that he brought about through his Gevaldik Schusim and his Gevaldik influence. Zenema, Sikkat Hashem also Mishpatim Yisrael, it said he did Tzedakah, he did righteousness, and Mishpatim Yisrael, and his laws with Klal Yisrael, the Hainu, he says the Rav, Mishpatav Sheim Yisrael Kiluhu Asa, that what was telling is that it's considered that he carried out all the halachas, all the laws that he taught to Klal Yisrael. That, and here we see that if you teach Torah to Klal Yisrael, it's like you did these halachas himself. You Rav Mchatav Echtes Rav Yuvam with sinned. And he brought other people to Aveira. We know that the Rav he made a revolt against Rechavam, who was the son of Shlomo HaMelech, and he made his own Malchus in the Tzafon of Eretz Yisrael with Asar Shvatim of Klal Yisrael. The Rav was afraid that when everybody would go to Yerushalayim, which was the seat of the power of Rechavam, was in Yerushalayim, So when they go up to bring korbanos to the Baruch Shalom on time during the Shalosh Regalim, they might go back and be convinced to go back to the Shlita of Rechavim in Yerushalayim. Therefore, he built for himself two golden igle azov, golden calves, for his kingdom to serve them instead. His kavana was because he didn't want to lose them to Rechavim. The Ma'aseh came to Avodah, so he was. And therefore he gets all the sins that the Ram did, goes on his cheshbon. On the sins of Yeravam, that he caused the Klal Yisrael to do. It does have the sins of Yeravam and the sins of Klal Yisrael, so it's his sins. It's going to teach us of the Rav, Yibar Tinura, says the Rav, Shehet, he's the one who has to take the brunt of all the Averis, and this is a tremendous Zarabas. How careful we have to be not to machter the Rav, and how careful he was the Rav. So many things Rav should be zeichet to. If you inspire the Rav, if you create, and if you teach the Rav, Torah, and you give over the Rav the right way of life, Maises, all the mitzvahs they do, everything they do is on your cheshbon. Chash v'shalom the other way. And that means the person we've seen many times on Moshe. It doesn't mean if after you teach the Rav through after giving a shiur and a base medrash in a room or a classroom, a person where how he walks, talks, and how he acts outside is also is a malam. And people see you, and the younger kids or whoever kids that look up to you are people that I'm seeing you doing how you acting in the supermarket, how you acting over here. If you're a kiddush Hashem. So Chutzal make a Kiddush Hashem to Hashem, and other people see and they want to be like you. And when they act like you because of what you taught them, again, you didn't teach them personally, but they just saw how you acted, they become your Talmid, and what they do goes on your Cheshbon. Chashom the other way, the person acts like an animal. Chashom, he acts crazy, he acts without respect. He's Chutzpahdik, whatever it is. And people see that. And people learn from that. So all the Averis goes on his Cheshbon. But says, it's a tremendous responsibility, a tremendous opportunity. We have to realize, Rabbi Yisrael, that we're a walking example to the whole world, and especially to other Yidden, how you should act. You could be the greatest teacher without ever opening your mouth, Rabbi Yisrael, through the great deeds that you do.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.